This is WGXC Acra, 90.7 on your dial. Also online at wavefarm.org/WGXC.
If you like music that's off the beaten path, and often off the beat, then tune in to Overlooked, the second and fourth Tuesday of the month, just after the noon news. You'll hear underplayed and overlooked music of all genres, continents, and omniverses. Overlooked on WGXC 90.7 FM.
WGXC Underwriting is provided in part by Upstate Films, presenting Sonic Waves, an ongoing music and sound-rich series screening in a new Atmos Theater at the Orpheum in Saugerties every Monday night. This month, playing This Is National Wake, about the wild rise and fall of a multiracial South African punk band with director Close Up. Luther, Never Too Much, an affectionate portrait of the multi-hyphenate Luther Vandross. Goddess of Slide, the forgotten story of Ellen McElwain and Dig XX about the dueling 90s bands, the Dandy Warhols and the Brian Jonestown Massacre. Information at upstatefilms.org.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Melinda of Catskill, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Good morning, Hudson Cafe listeners. This is Maria Manhattan, and I've got a very special show lined up for you today. As always, we have lots of great music from the American Songbook by artists young and old, including the iconic jazz and cabaret performers. And just last week, I got to sit down with one of those icons, legendary singer, the marvelous Marilyn May. She'll be appearing at Hudson Hall on Valentine's Day this Friday, and I was thrilled that she was able to stop by the Hudson Cafe and share a few stories from, believe me, an incredible career in music, a career that has spanned 7 decades. So we'll get to that in just a little bit. But before we do, I thought I'd play the music of some of the artists that Marilyn spoke about in our interview, as well as some of her earlier recordings, like this one. Well, we thought we had one. There we go.
Come and take a little time out with me, just take 5. Stop your busy day and take the time out to see I am alive. I've been going out of the way, just swinging fast by today. Not a single word do we say, it's a pantomime and not a play. Still I know what I saw for me, and I get jingles down to my feet. When you smile, it's all too discreet, send me on my way. It'd be better not to be so polite. You could offer a light. Start a little conversation now, it's alright. Just take 5. Do 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 do. I go out of my way to pass each day. When our eyes meet, I get a tingling in my feet. Do 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 Just take five. Won't you come and take a little time out with me? Just take five. Stop and visit and take the time out to see I am alive. I've been going out of the way just so I can pass by today. Not a single word do we say. It's a pantomime and not a play. Still I know what I'm talking about. I can tingle down to my feet. When your smile is all too discreet, send me on my way. Wouldn't it be better not to be so polite? You could offer a light. Start a little conversation now, it's all right. Just take five. Just take five. Yeah, it's all right. Just take five. Start a little conversation now.
That was Marilyn with a Dave Brubeck composition. Here's another one, Ain't Misbehavin'.
No one to talk with all by myself. No one to walk with, but I'm happy on the shelf. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you. I know for certain now, one that I love. Yeah, I'm through with flirting. It's you I'm thinking of. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving all my love. All my love for you. Locked your corner in the corner. Don't go nowhere. Oh, why do I care?
Okay, Marilyn. Well, one of Marilyn's favorite singers, or I should say singers and composers especially, is the wonderful Johnny Mercer. So let's hear some of his tunes. He was the lyricist here. And this song, The Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe, he won an Academy Award for it. It was from the movie The Harvey Girls.
Whistle down a line. I figure that it's engine number 49. She's the only one that'll sound that way on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. See the old smoke rising round the bend. I reckon that she knows she's gonna meet a friend. Folks around these parts get the time of day from the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. Here she comes. Ooh, hey Jim, you better get the rig. Ooh, she's got a list of passengers that's pretty big, and they'll all want lifts to Brown's Hotel, 'cause lots of them been traveling for quite a spell, all the way from Philadelphia, on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
All aboard! All aboard!
Chugga, chugga, ooh, ooh. Chugga, 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 ooh, ooh.
Let her rip, let her rip, Mr. Engineer. Gotta go far away from here. While the man at the fire shovels on the coal, stick your head out the cab, watch the driver roll, see the towns and the roads go whizzing by. Fare thee well, Laramie, Albuquerque, hi, yes sirree, here we are going all the way.
Boss will quit till we hit California, yeah.
Hey Jim, you better get the rig. She's got a list of passengers that's pretty big, and they'll all want lifts to Brown's Hotel, 'cause lots of them been traveling for quite a spell.
All the way from Philadelphia,
on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
Well, here's Aretha Franklin with another Johnny Mercer lyric.
Skylark, have you anything to say? Won't you tell me where my love can be? Is there a meadow in the mist where someone's waiting to be kissed? Skylark, have you seen a valley green with spring? Where my heart can go journeying over the shadows and the rain to a blossomed covered lane, and in your lonely flight, oh, haven't you heard music in the night, wonderful music, as faint as a will-o'-the-wisp, crazy as a loon, sad as a gypsy, serenading the moon. Can find these things. Oh, but my heart is riding on your wings. So if you're sleeping anywhere, won't you lead me?
And here's Dinah Washington.
When an irresistible force such as you meets an old immovable object like me, you can bet a as sure as you live. Something's gotta give, something's gotta give, something's gotta give. Well, when an irrepressible smile such as yours warms an old implacable ear such as mine, don't say no, because I insist. Somewhere along the line, somehow, somebody's gonna be kissed. So on guard, who knows what fate has in store. From there, vast, mysterious sky, I'll try hard, ignoring their lips I adore. But how long can anyone try? Fight, 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 fight. Fight it with all of your might. Chances are some heavenly star-spangled night we'll find out as long as we live. When your love comes down, you'll be a heavenly bound. Yes, and something's gotta give. Something's gotta give.
Well, I think it's time we heard from the gal that we are honoring this week. This is Marilyn May.
Light the candles, get the ice out, roll the rug up, a very long rug, all the way to Kansas City. It's today, though it may not be anyone's birthday, and though it's far from the first of the year, I know that this very minute has history in it. We're here. It's the time for making Mary, whoever she is, and so I'm for making hay. Tune the grand up, they did. Dance your shoes off. Strike the band up. It's today. I know every day is a winner. To me, every day is a gift. I'm sure that the very momentum of life has to move, so you prove that it's nifty. To me, every night is a party, and each new night it's a ball. So get out there, grab a heart and start to live, love, and laugh at it all. There is a thank you if you live life. So live life all the way. Raise the rub up, pull the stops out. We're well gang, still raising hell gang, in our special way. So tune the grand up, dance your shoes off, strike the band up, brush the blues off. Hallelujah, in today.
Hello, this is Maria Manhattan of the Hudson Cafe, and it is a thrill for me to welcome a very special guest to WGXC, a fabulous international jazz and cabaret performer. Just last year, her engagements ran the gamut from Carnegie Hall to Birdland. The marvelous Marilyn May will be performing on February 14th, Valentine's Day, at Hudson Hall, the beautiful upstairs room at the Opera House right here in town. This is a very special event, and it's a return engagement. Marilyn May's last performance at Hudson Hall has become the stuff of legend, not only for, of course, her vocal brilliance, but because there was a citywide blackout during her performance, and it did not deter her. She carried on singing without a mic, making her way through the audience and creating magic. If ever there was a case to be made for the brilliance of live performance, that was it. Marilyn May, welcome to the Hudson Cafe.
Hi, Maria. I'm so glad to be with you and so glad to be coming back to Hudson very soon.
Well, we're excited to have you, Marilyn. Now, you're a musical storyteller in the tradition of the greatest American songbook interpreters. I think of Mabel Mercer and Barbara Cook. When you were a young jazz singer, did you see yourself going in that direction?
No, I think I just developed that style of jazz. I lived in Kansas City at the time, and my husband at the time was a great jazz pianist, and I guess I just kind of fell into it naturally. It's the way I heard the melodies, and it was my exposure to all the people that I love, including Ella Fitzgerald and Carmen McRae, But it's not all jazz with me. It's kind of a mixture of tell the story, as you say. I do love the lyrics, and I choose my material because of what the lyrics say. It's all about the story, and it's all about the audience, you know. So I have a story to tell the audience, and they listen and respond, and it's a joy in my life to be doing what I do.
One of the things that really moves me about your work is how intimate your performances are, not only because of your wonderful singing, but because of your warmth and intelligence, your spirit.
Well, I'm so grateful when they come to hear me. And that's the name of the game. They have to be there so that you can sing to them. And I always say I sing to them, not for them. It's all an interactive kind of evening. And the people love the stories, and I will do different songs with each presentation, and yet they will say, but I want you to do, and they'll request something that they've heard many, many times. So that's a joy in my life too, because if they like the story, I love to tell it. But I have a great trio. Ted Firth will be with me, and I have piano, bass, and drums, and just a trio. But that seems to fill up the house. You mentioned the blackout. I think we were there 2 years ago. I'm not sure. You said three. Maybe so. I don't know. It's we're thrilled to be coming back for Valentine's Day. So that's wonderful. Yeah. And that hall is so incredible. Yes, it was a total city blackout, not just the theater. It was just amazing. And we were about two-thirds finished with the act. And so I just thought, well, I'll get off stage and I'll just do interviews. I'll just interview the people. And we had no microphone. Of course, that was off, and the musicians had no lights on their music. And it was just really dark. So I got down by the tables, and because people are sitting at tables and enjoying a cocktail. So I got down in front of the audience with each person, and I thought, I'll just ask about their lives and what. And all of a sudden, I'm hearing me sing. And I thought, well, no, I don't have to do interviews. I can sing. The acoustics in that hall are so fantastic. And they built it right way, way back. So I just kept singing. And the boys had my trio. Of course, I got away from them. I was downstage on the floor with the audience. And they could barely hear me up there on the stage, but the people could hear me. And they all turned on their lights on their computers, on their iPhones, and they would point their lighting toward me. So I had their lights and their cooperation, and we finished the act. The funny thing, Maria, happened afterward, because we had another night to sing there. And on our second night, people came and they said, "Oh, I wish we'd been here last night. We were..." I said, "When the blackout came, you wish..." Yes, because we heard it was so much fun. And it was. So I'm not praying for a blackout this time. But if you want to just flicker the lights, it would be fun.
Marilyn, I watched your performance on the Harry Connick Show. You did "Here's to Life," a beautiful song. It's heard more in a nightclub than on a TV talk show. But that young audience went wild. You blew them away. So let's take a moment here and listen to that performance. This is from the Harry Connick Show. Marilyn May.
Precious Harry.
Ladies and gentlemen, on the piano, Mr. Ted Firth and the legendary Marilyn May performing "Here's to Life."
No complaints and no regrets. I still believe in chasing dreams and placing bets. And I have learned, for all you give, it's all you get. So you give it all you've got. I've had my share, I drank my fill, and even though I'm satisfied, I'm hungry still to see what's down the other side, beyond the hill, and do it all again. So here's to life and every joy it brings. Yes, here's to life, to dreamers and their dreams. When you're young, the notes are never wrong, and soon you learn that near the music you belong. Wish we could turn the years into a longer song. I'd sing it all again. So here's to life and every melody. Yes, here's to life and all our memories. It's funny how the time just flies, how love can go from warm hellos to sad goodbyes, and leave us with our memories we've memorized to keep our winters warm. For there's no yes in yesterday, and who knows what tomorrow brings or takes away. As long as I'm still in this game, I want to play for laughs, for life, for love. So here's to and every joy that it brings. Here's to life, the dreamers and their dreams. May all your storms be weathered, and all that's good get better. Here's to life, here's to love, here's to dreams come true. Here's to life, here's to love, and here's to you. Here's to you. Cheers.
Marilyn, is it true that you hold the record for the most appearances as a singer on the Johnny Carson Show?
Yes, I'm very fortunate to have been called 76 times to do the show over a long period of time. And of course, he was a Midwestern kid from Nebraska, and we identified personally and professionally. The orchestra, the band was so great, you know, and we had great musicians. And I had a choice of sitting down and speaking with him and doing one song, or if you don't want to sit down, you can do two songs. Well, of course, I opted to do two songs most always, because that's what I have to say, and right. Lyrically and professionally. But he of course loved music and had great taste, and I was fortunate to have been called quite often, 76 times.
So how did a girl from the Midwest land the life in show business?
My mother played piano, and she started teaching me when I was 3 years old. And by the time I was nine, we lived in Kansas in that time, and in Topeka, Kansas. And there were, in those days, there were amateur contests, and the winners won various things. But one was a radio show, the opportunity to do a radio show for, I think, 12 weeks. And so I won that amateur contest and got on the radio when I was 9 years old. And so I was never a child. I was always an adult singer. And so WIBW was the radio station in Topeka. And that was great experience for me. So then we moved to Des Moines, Iowa, another Midwestern town. And we had great fun there, going to high school but during high school times there was a radio station there called KRNT, and I had my own show there, my own radio show called Marilyn Entertains. So that experience, of course, in my childhood, I didn't know how to do anything else. I can't cook, Maria.
You mentioned to me that you were good friends with Ella Fitzgerald. Wow. As two female jazz singers who spent a lot of time on the road surrounded by musicians, you must have had a lot to talk about. You were allies in a way.
It was wonderful. We mostly in dressing rooms. There were times when I would be working in the same city Ella was, and I was always thrilled that I would get to go hear her show, and then we'd meet in her dressing room. And then there were times when she was in New York and I was working in New York, and we would meet in my dressing room and had long talks about the business and about musicians and about songs that we loved and just fun stuff. She was a wonderful lady, and of course a brilliant singer. And finally then we were asked, I did a Lincoln Mercury commercial and to a song called Step to the Rear and Let a Winner Lead the Way. So I had done 2 years of it, I believe. I'm not sure, 2 or 3 years. I did 4 years of the commercial, but on either the second or the third year, they decided that I would have guests with it. And Ella Fitzgerald was one of the guests, because I said, I know Ella really well, and we'll have a great time singing. So I have this wonderful picture of Ella and me on the other side, on each side of the microphone, singing Let a Winner Lead the Way. And Ella wasn't the winner leading the way.
Yeah. Are there any recordings of hers that you particularly like?
All of them. Just all of them. She can do no wrong. She has great taste. You'll notice with Ella, the first chorus, mostly of all the songs, are done as it's written. She doesn't do any improvisation on the first chorus, on most of them. I'm sure you can find some that she does, maybe does improvise in a live performance. But she and then on the second chorus, then she does her improvisations jazz-wise. Great taste. She has wonderful taste.
Blue
skies, smiling at me. Nothing but blue skies do I see. Blue birds singing a song, nothing but blue birds all day long. Never saw the sun shining so bright, never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by, when you're in love, my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone, nothing but blue skies from now on.
This is Maria Manhattan, and it is my absolute privilege today to be sitting down with my guest, Marilyn May, who will be performing on Valentine's Day at Hudson Hall. Marilyn, are there any composers whose music you especially like to sing?
I love Johnny Mercer because I love the stories that he tells. Of course, we all love Sondheim. There's nobody any greater than Sondheim. But Mercer is a special favorite of mine. I adore. We do a whole show of Johnny Mercer songs, and I so appreciate his expertise. He was a singer himself, you know. He really sang really, I have to use the words, cute. His phrasing and his sense of humor always came out with his recording, and I love Johnny Mercer.
It's 3:15. There's no one in the place except you and me. So set 'em up, Joe. I've got a little story you ought to know. We're drinking, my friend, to the end of a brief episode. Make it one for my baby and one more for the road. I got the routine, so drop another nickel in the machine. I'm feeling so bad, I wish you'd make the music dreamy and sad. Could tell you a lot, but that's not in a gentleman's code. Just make it one for my baby and one more for the road. You'd never know it, but buddy, I'm a kind of poet, and I've got a lot of things to say. And when I'm gloomy, you simply got to listen to me until it's talked away. Well, that's how it goes. And Joe, I know you're getting anxious to close. So thanks for the beer. I hope you didn't mind my bend in your ear. Don't let it be said that little Freddy can't carry his load. Just make it one for my baby and one more for the road. That long, long road. That long, long.
Marilyn, there's a couple of things that stand out to me when I listen to you sing. One, of course, is your instrument, your voice, which is in full command. And the other thing is your absolute love of the music. You bring a sense of joy with you. When you find a song that you want to sing, do you work with an arranger to develop it?
Well, I'm the arranger. And I do it in a style with, you know, sometimes we go in the middle of a song to a jazz waltz and various ideas. Sometimes I'll write an intro to the song, or I write the endings. I do what I want to sing. Then I go to Ted Firth, who will be with me. He's a great pianist, and I'll go to him, and he'll put in great chords and great progressions. And he's a brilliant musician, and he really enhances it after I say the style of the arrangement.
One more thing I wanted to mention. Marilyn, you always look fabulous in every way. You're fit, you're still high-kicking, and those Bob Mackie clothes that you wear on stage are sensational.
Thank you, Bobby. Bob Mackie has become a dear friend of mine, and he certainly is my best friend when it comes to stage wear, and even daytime. He's a brilliant, brilliant man who really understands the business. He understands what we do for the people and on the stage. He was the designer on the Carol Burnett show, but he has a great sense of humor. So anything, when they started out to do a skit, they would tell him the whole story of the skit, and he would design the wardrobe. You know, his big hit was I saw it in the window and I just couldn't resist it. that with the curtain, if you remember.
Absolutely.
The velvet curtain. With Carol Burnett coming down the stairs in the Gone with the Wind episode, and she said, "I just couldn't resist it." That was his idea. He has a great new documentary that will be talking about Bobby's life. He's a very special human being.
I was wondering if you have any words of wisdom to pass on to a younger generation of performers.
Basically, love what you do. If you don't love it, then you'll find what you do love and do something else. But basically, two words: keep moving, keep listening, keep studying. Go to the people that when you study some, know that it's somebody with great taste that knows the business and knows the art of performance.
And you're a master at that, Marilyn. Thank you so much for this opportunity to speak with you. If you want to see a real pro, someone who will just knock your socks off, a great interpreter of the American Songbook, check out Marilyn May. She'll be at Hudson Hall on Valentine's Day.
Happy Heart Day will be Valentine's.
So thanks again, Marilyn, from all of us here at WGXC. This is Maria Manhattan for the Hudson Cafe.
Thank you, Maria. Love to you.
Light the candles, get the ice out, roll the rug up, a very long rug, all the way to Kansas City. It's today, though it may not be anyone's birthday, and though it's far from the first of the year, I know that this very minute has history in it. We're here, it's the time for making merry, whoever she is, and so I'm for Megan Hay. Tune the grand up, they did. Dance your shoes off, strike the band up. It's today.
Isn't she great? She truly is the marvelous Marilyn May. Keep moving. You got it, Marilyn. And I don't think she would mind my saying this, but Marilyn is 97 years old. She is going strong. Her curiosity is always at the front. Anyway, thanks so much, Marilyn, for that wonderful interview. I'm going to play something now by Carmen McRae. This is one of the artists that Marilyn mentioned. Carmen was a very influential jazz vocalist whose phrasing just can't be beat.
We haven't done the show to do yet, you know, so I ain't giving it all to you at one time, you dig? I'm going to save some for later. I'm going to sit at the piano and play and sing 300 or 400 songs for you.
All the stars out tonight. I don't know if it's cloudy or bright. 'Cause I only have eyes for you, dear. The moon may be high, but I can't see a thing in the sky. 'Cause I only have eyes for you. I don't care if we're in a garden. A crowded avenue. You are here, so am I. Only millions of people go by, but they all disappear from view. Thank you. 'cause I only have eyes for you, dear. 'Cause if we're in a garden on a crowded avenue, you are here, so am I. Maybe millions of people go by, but they all disappear from view.
Carmen McRae, just wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you, Carmen. Marilyn May mentioned the giant in the room, Stephen Sondheim. So let's hear from Cyrilla May. She did a wonderful album of all Sondheim tunes. Here's No One Is Alone.
Mother cannot guide you. You're on your own. Only me beside you. Still, you're not alone. No one is alone. Maybe we forgot that they are not alone.
That's Cyrilla May from an album of Sondheim songs that she did. And what's interesting is she's a very young gal who hadn't seen any Sondheim shows, but found the material and did this beautiful album. That was from Into the Woods. Well, this is Maria Manhattan. I want to thank you for joining us once again in the Hudson Cafe. And we're going to go out with another Johnny Mercer tune. These are the Mills Brothers with Glowworm. I'll see you next time.
Fly a fire, glow like an incandescent wire. Glow for the female of the species. Turn on the AC and the DC. This night could use a little brightening. Light up, you little old bug of lightning. When you gotta glow, you gotta glow. Glow, little glowworm, glow. Glow, little glowworm, glow and glimmer. Swim through the sea of night, little swimmer. Thou aeronautical boweevil, illuminate yon wood's primeval. See how the shadows deep and darken. You and your chicks should get to sparking. I got a gal that I love so. Glow, little glowworm, glow. Turn the key on. You are equipped with taillight neon. You got a cute vest pocket master, which you can make both slow and faster. I'm